This is
Mythical.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Ha! You remember?
So how you doing, Link?
I'm doing good. Dad from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach?
Yep. Yeah. So it's been a couple of, but we made it through switching to and learning to live with daylight savings time again.
Oh, dumb. It takes me like half the year to get used to stuff, springing
and then you
forward.
Go turn back.
Yeah. Longer days, I welcome it. I welcome it. Longer days, shorter nights. The end is near. I'm feeling good, though. I'm feeling good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's warming up and the trees is blooming and
everything's blooming. Look at this. See, you notice this? I got something growing down my arm here. You see that? I'm going in a couple of days to get this
field
plant on my arm filled in. You see that?
Yeah.
Although I'm gonna give you some advice, Dad. I learned it a little too late in the process. Don't get a tattoo on the inside of your elbow. Good gracious.
Baby.
That right there is the spot. And when I got this, when he went in there and was doing this line work, I started texting Christy and everybody else that I, and Lily and everybody else I knew. I was like, this is another level. Like, I have not been in this much pain. I've had all this other work done, you know, like 6 hours, 9 hours, but nothing like what felt like right there. And now I got to go back in a couple of days to get it filled in, and I'm going to be in some kind of way. But pain is temporary. Plants on your arm is, I'm told, permanent.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't go through that much pain, you won't want to have them took off. You kind of ought to know that, because I hit my elbow this morning.
And I thought, right there.
Oh my God, right on that bone, right there. And
yeah.
I said, oh my goodness. So I could have told you that. And I think I remember Your cousin Lance saying the same thing about the one he got when he got to doing that around his elbow, that it was
the spot.
It was some kind of tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even down here, when you get to where, like, in your wrist, where you're like your watch would be, it's very painful down there, too. So many people get tattoos down there. I was like, oh, that'll be nothing. But then, like, down there, it's like, I mean, that was pretty painful.
Well, your
too.
Skin is pretty thin down there, too.
It's a where, sensitive area.
Yeah. So
I can't back out now.
Oh, no. And, and you say, and I can tell you one thing, unless lightning strikes me again or something,
again,
I ain't getting a tattoo. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think if you come back out here to California, and Lincoln said he wants to get a 4, and if that, he was like, Dad, I want you to get a 3, and you might have to get a 2 or a JR or something.
Yeah, I hear you.
Think about it. Don't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be big.
You know, you might get further with me with Lincoln talking to me about that than you.
Yeah. I get it.
And it ain't that I don't love you, but he is my grandson.
Yeah. Well, I'll let him know that it's up to him to get you on board.
So I think we're getting pretty close. So you're probably going to bring this up, but Lily turning 21?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we're planning a big party for her. You know? So she's coming back from school.
Is your mama coming out there for that?
No. She's coming out. Oh gosh, this is a whole thing. So just as a side note, mom is coming out. And you know who's coming out with her?
My sister.
Nope. Another guest.
Oh.
My mother-in-law. Christy's mom.
Oh my gosh. She's
never
finally fly.
Been on a plane. Ever. And she is flying out here. Yeah, it'll be after that, so I can give you an update later. But we've laid the plans for it. Mom and Mitzi are coming out here together. And I'm going home. I'll be home, so we've coordinated it where I will be flying back with these two women. And they said, well, Mitzi told Mom, well, you can hold my hand on the flight. And I was like, yeah, and if you need me, you can wake me up. I just wanted to go ahead and prepare them. I'm there if you need me, but I'm not going to be awake for the flight. You can wake me up, but I will not be awake. I'm just going to let you know that.
Maybe you need to get, because your mama's flew before. So
yeah, I don't know how it's going to go.
Maybe just get something to drop in Mitzi's drink when she get after she right when she sits down on the plane. Then what? You kind of just go out and la la land.
Well, yeah, you want me to roofie my mother-in-law?
No,
Dad, come
just on. Help her be at ease, Link.
Well, I don't want to roofie her. I mean, that's just. It just seems weird and wrong, you know? I mean, I could encourage her to roofie herself. That's different.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
She's not B.A. Baracus on the A-team. I'm not going to hit her upside the head with like a tie iron or something. She wakes up in another time zone. You remember they had to knock Mr. T out every time he got on a flight?
Yeah.
You know, big man's got a weakness. So, yeah, that's going to be an adventure in and of itself down the road. But back to Lily. Yeah, you're right. So, for her 21st, we were like, Chrissy was like, well, let's have a party. Let's make a big to-do out of this. And so, she's coming home from school, but she's inviting her, like, close friends from school and her close friends from high school, so college, high school, and then like family friends. So it's going to be like a, and then friends that she has in LA. So it's like that she's made, friends that she's made through the internet, like her various fandoms on the internet. Like, and pretty much everybody's saying they're going to be able to show up. Now, we're very excited about it. She has decided.
But where are you having it at?
We're going to have it at.
You ain't got to say that, but you're not having it at your house.
We're going to have it at the Creative House, you know, where Rhett and I work. It's like it's set up to have a good party. And Lily has decided she wants it to be a 2000s prom theme.
Mm.
So, I mean, she was born in 2003. So, I guess that's why she was thinking 2000s. Also, I really think the genesis of the idea was she loves to go thrifting. And she always comes back with these, like, fantastic dresses that she finds. Like, high-dollar gowns that she finds at thrift shops. And she's paying, like, $4, $10, $20 for these things. It, like, the dress that she, you know, she'll come home and she'll go to the Streamy Awards with me. She's done that a few times. And
I saw the last dress she wore. We were there. Getting flying out the day or the day before.
Yeah, she paid like
I think that it was green.
Yeah, she's paying like $10 for this dress.
Yeah, and that thing was out of this world.
And so like this 2000 vibe is like a cool thing, and she likes finding these dresses, and I guess her friends do too. Yeah. Or she's saying, well, you can get a cheap dress, you can kind of dress up, and so it's like everybody's gonna be dressed up. And Elk Hound Snuggle Baby is going to be the DJ.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to brush up on my 2000s set. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of 2000s pop music. You know, it's like, so I really got to work a little bit harder. Like, I'm more of a 90s guy and then a current guy. It's like that 2000s, I don't know. I'm the whole NSYNC Backstreet Boys thing. It's just like, I have a hard time playing music that I don't like. So I'm trying to find, there's plenty of 2000s music that I do like, but I got to give them some crowd pleasers, you know, that are not really my cup of tea.
Sounds like she's got it going on, getting it ready, so.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. She's ringing in her 21st birthday. And I had an idea for us. You know, last week I taught you about some doohickeys. I thought this week you could help me out with my DJ set by just seeing how you vibe with some of my 2000 selections. I thought the best way to do that was to give you sections of lyrics and see if you can complete the phrase. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
And then you can tell me if you think it's if it's worthy of being in my set. It's time for our first edition of Guess That Bop Pop. All right, you ready for this? You ready for the first one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, this song from 2002 by the artist Nelly called Hot In Here. It's getting hot in here, so hot, so.
I want to take all my clothes off.
Dad, you got it, kinda. It's getting hot in here, so hot, so I want to
undress myself.
Well, not yourself.
Oh.
This is an imperative. This is Nelly singing to everybody else, presumably on the dance floor. It's getting hot in here, so
I can take my shirt off while I'm dancing.
It's getting hot in here, so hot. So take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to give you that one. You're right on that one.
Okay.
But I do think there would be a ring to him singing, it's getting hot in here, so hot. So I'm going to take my shirt off on the dance floor. All right. This one's from 2007, Flo Rida. You like Flo Rida? Yeah. I thought so.
I'm sorry. No.
No, you don't have to apologize.
I don't know who Flo Rida is. Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll.
Well, you might know this song. Shawty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with
diamonds and lace all over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, no, softer than that. Shawty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the
with fruit on them.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fruit on them. That could work. That's not it though. It's something more soft to the touch.
Boots with the velvet on them.
Shawty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. But I like more fruit. That'll work. I think you've improved on it. All right. Lil Jon in 2002 on the smash hit Get Low sang to the window, to the wall, till the...
Oh, Lord, boy, you got me on this.
I'll give you another word here. To the window, to the window, to the wall, till the sweat
that drips down my body.
Oh, man, that was so close. It's not, it's more, it's, it, that was basically it, but you need to be more specific. To the window, to the wall, till the sweat drops down my...
crack of my ass.
It rhymes, Dad. It rhymes. To the window, to the wall, till the sweat drops down my...
balls.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Till all these bitches crawl. All right. All right. This one's kind of snazzy from 2009. The Black Eyed Peas. You like Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. I think I've heard of the Black Eyed Peas.
There you
go.
Don't
know if I know any of the songs, but I heard of them.
On Boom Boom Pow, they sing, I'm so 3008, you're so 2022. Okay, well, it rhymes again. That was your hint. I'm so 3008, you're so 2000 and...
balls.
Yeah, that's it. I'm so 2000 and balls. You're so 2000 and balls. Yeah. No, it's I'm so 3008, you're so 2000 and late.
Oh.
Like it's a year. Okay. See, get it? But I like yours better. All right. Your thoughts on Beyonce?
Kind of one hot mama.
Okay, good. Yep. Can't argue with that. What do you think about her foray into country music, Dad?
I did not know that she was foraying.
Well, she is. She's okay. Releasing a country album. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd love to see the videos that comes out with that.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Okay, yeah, I agree. All right, so in 2006, before she was a country music artist, on Irreplaceable, she's saying, to the left, everything you own.
It gone to the left.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much right. To the left, everything you own in the...
home is gone to the left.
Hey, that's pretty good too. To the left, everything you own in the home to the left. Yep. Everything you own in the box to the left. I think you did better. I think you should now be like one of those guys who comes into the studio and helps punch up lyrics. Mm-hmm. You call him the balls man. Got to put balls in it. All right. Again, yeah, another week of me teaching you something, but you surprised me this week. So thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, you surprised me. Are you talking about Beyonce now is doing it in 2024? Doing yes. a country album?
Yes.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch the videos.
Well, maybe she, hey, the Country Music Awards is coming out about the time this is coming out in April. See if she'll be on the Country Music Awards.
Maybe so. I hope so. That might make me watch it.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dispatches from Myrtle Beach is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Well, I just learned what social battery is, and my social battery is usually pretty good because I like being around people and kind of like being the center of attention sometimes, like me and Link both, you know. But it's pretty neat, you know, but I know a lot of people don't like to be around a lot of crowds for very often, and it's kind of out of their boundaries with what they do. So, you know, whatever your lifestyle is, BetterHelp can help with that if you need some help with it. So you need to go online and look it up and find out what your aptitude is about your social battery, and they can help you with it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dispatches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dispatches. If you like my podcast, you might also really like Link's other podcasts. It's not as good as mine, but it's still great. The episodes drop wherever you get your podcast on Mondays and on the video on YouTube the following Wednesday. Head to youtube.com/@earbiscuits. It's time for another edition of... Y'all need to look at this paint. Okay, I got an email from Alyssa. It says, my partner wants to finish a long-delayed project in his house and would love your advice. The breakfast nook part of his kitchen was originally wallpapered. The wallpaper was removed years ago by an unknown method, and it has existed this way ever since. We're wondering if you would be able to tell us whether we should do any additional preparation to the surface before adding texture. Also, wondering if you have a paint color you think would work well with the existing colors but make the room a little less pastel. Neither of us have much knowledge in this type of thing, but we're going into this project guessing the steps would be texture, prime, and paint.
Okay. A lot of people have problems with wallpaper.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, and it's according to how it was put up there initially, if it don't come off good, it'll... And I seen a picture of this wall.
Oh, really? Okay, let's see it.
All them little brown places and stuff is where to get pulled a rock off the sheetrock.
That does not look good. That looks like a suspicious public restroom stall.
it's pretty bad, but
okay.
But
don't lose heart because Charles Neal is here to help you.
There's a lot Alyssa. Of things. If you're gonna put texture on the wall, and it's according to what kind of texture you're gonna use. If you're gonna use a sand-based texture, like they do in a lot of homes in Florida and places, or you're gonna go to one of these stores that sell these paint products, and you can buy these sponges and put it on the wall and put different colors, two or three different colors, and two or three different steps. But if you're gonna do something like that, you're gonna need to fix some places on that wall with some sheetrock mud. And that's probably the best advice I could give you is before you go to painting and priming the wall and everything, you need to get some sheetrock mud and try to get that wall back smooth again.
But you got to start over. You got to smooth it all out.
Oh, yeah. You need to fix that mess.
And if you don't know how to, like, use sheetrock mud, why not just prime it and keep the texture and don't worry about it? Nobody will notice. That's what I would say. Is that bad?
You could prime it with a good primer that'll fill in some of those holes. They make a primer that'll kind of fill in and do those holes in those little where the sheetrock is pulled off the rock on it. So, you know, you could do that, but the safest thing to do is to fix the wall and then fix it ever how you want to. You can just prime it and then you can paint it one color and it'll look good.
What color are you recommending?
I kind of picked out. I didn't know exactly what color you had, so I got.
I can see it.
Okay, the color in the middle at the top is kind of like the green you got on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me a thing where I think it was the sunflower over here that you liked. But any of those colors that would go with what you've got, one of them's sunflower and one of them's Osage orange and the decisive yellow and the gusto gold.
Oh, gusto gold. I like going for the gusto. Because you can say we went for the gusto. It's one thing to paint a wall. It's another thing to have a good saying to go along with it.
But
I'd go for the gusto. What was the other yellow? Decisive yellow?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you need to make a decisive decision. So,
yeah.
Dad, I love to see you hard at work over there. It's just a master at work. That's what I just like witnessing it. But I'm going to say gusto just because of the name. Is that a bad reason?
Well, I kind of like that color, but I don't like it as well as the sunflower she picked out or the decisive yellow.
Okay. Well, let's go with sunflower.
I'm just not a gold person.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. You might like that gold.
All right.
But it would go with that green.
Yeah,
these colors would flow and go with the green.
All right, Alyssa. He's put you in the territory. Now you have to make a decisive decision and go for the gusto, but you might want to smell the sunflowers.
Yeah, that's right. So good luck with your whatever y'all decide to do. But
you need to do something. Get it done. Like, you got a good idea, follow through with it.
You didn't tell me where you lived at, so I couldn't.
That wall is hurting.
So, what part of the country and where I might could...
We couldn't track you down and look through the window.
Yeah. But hey, when you get through, you got my email address.
Send it.
Send us a picture back so we can see what you did and,
mm-hmm. And take credit
for it.
What y'all
did to the walls. Because I want y'all to get that done, just like Link said, so it'll look a lot better in there. My wife would have done run me off if I hadn't done fix something if it'd been that long. or she'd have hired somebody else and it'd already be done.
Right, right. You couldn't have that.
Well, I hope that helped. And if y'all got any painting questions out there, y'all send them in too. I might can help you, and I might couldn't not, but I'll try, and we'll see. But look, Link, it was fun having you here with us today. All of y'all having us, you Myrtle Beast, with us today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week for another one, and don't forget to click those follow and subscribe buttons wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. And y'all have a great rest of the week. And we can't wait to spin your world again next time. So y'all come on back, you Myrtle Beast. And I'll be talking to you later, Link. I love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.